More signs of a rebounding economy. Consumers are really opening up their wallets filled with federal stimulus money. The Commerce Department reports retail sales shot up almost 10% in March, and spending improved across the board, especially at bars and restaurants. Also, industrial production bounced back after February's slump, driven by a 2.7% increase in factory activity. And a big improvement on the jobs front. The Labor Department reports only 576,000 new claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week, almost 200,000 fewer than the week before, for the lowest total since March of last year. It is still more than double the pre-pandemic average, but a few weeks ago it was a big deal when the total finally fell below 800,000. And Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick calls it the unwinding of seemingly never-ending negative news.
For many of us, this is going to be a process where not only are we going to be experiencing some relief, but there's going to be, I think, some kind of level setting with an appreciation for just how seriously bad the situation was a year ago.
As the job picture improves, Walmart is moving to retain its workers by converting two-thirds of its hourly store roles to full-time positions by the end of the year. Bertha Coombs reports.
Pickup and delivery business has really boomed since the start of the pandemic, prompting Walmart to add more full-time jobs with consistent schedules. With this latest move, Walmart will have 100,000 more full-time positions than it did just 5 years ago. I'm Bertha Coombs.
More positive earnings reports are rolling in, too. Both Bank of America and Citigroup had a great first quarter. B of A's profits were more than twice what they were in the first quarter of 2020, blowing past estimates at $7.6 billion. Same for Citigroup, which made a net $7.9 billion. And Delta Airlines did post a $1.2 billion loss for the quarter, but it says bookings for domestic leisure travel are back to 85% of pre-pandemic levels, and Delta expects to return to profitability by the third quarter. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.